It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi says that Congressman John Conyers should resign amid sexual harassment allegations. Pelosi says the accusations against Conyers are, quote, serious, disappointing, and very credible. Other Democrats, including Michigan Representative Dan Kildee, say the 88-year-old lawmaker must resign. But Conyers denies the allegations, and his lawyer says he won't step down. Jack, what's Conyers' best move here?
It's very hard to know, Rebecca. He was hospitalized for stress. This man's almost 89 years old. He could say that his health requires him to resign, but he is a very stubborn person, and he would have to be expelled by a full vote of the House. And what's key here, I think, is what the Congressional Black Caucus is going to do. Now, as far as I know, those folks have not spoken up one way or another, but certainly his days appear to be numbered, but it's anyone's guess how this plays out.
Enbridge Energy will be required to take steps to safeguard the Great Lakes under a deal with the state of Michigan. Under the agreement, Enbridge must act immediately to increase environmental protections around Line 5. That's the controversial pipeline that runs under the Straits of Mackinac. This deal comes after the state complained that Enbridge failed to share details regarding safety issues with the pipeline. In full disclosure, Enbridge is a financial supporter of Michigan Radio. Jack, what do you think about this deal?
Well, Rebecca, I'm not even sure how much of a deal it is. The only thing they've really agreed to do is have a report on the suggestions for the future of the pipeline by June, and the state's supposed to make a decision by August, right around the time of the Michigan primary next year. But the only thing I know they've agreed to do is put a portion of the pipeline running under the St. Clair River in a tunnel under the river. Some people think that's not much more safe than the way it is now. They haven't agreed to do anything about Line 5, and as you indicate, they don't have a totally trustworthy record. If you look at the Kalamazoo River disaster and the fact that they concealed that protective coating was worn away in many places from this pipeline. So this deal is not going to stop critics, which may be a majority of the people of Michigan who want this pipeline out of the water.
It sounds like the legislature is going to spend this month fighting over how the state oversees local retirement funds. A set of Republican bills would require the state treasury to first assess every local government pension fund. If a local government has underfunded pension and retiree health care funds, they'd have to figure out how to fix things, or the state would send in its own team. Democrats, along with police and firefighters, aren't very happy about this plan. Jack, can you see any alternatives here?
Well, the devil's in the details, and the fact is that local governments don't trust the legislature, which has energetically taken away their priorities, taken away local control, and taken away the funding they used to get. In theory, I think this is a good idea. There are a lot of governments, not just Detroit. We know about Detroit. There are a lot of governments, even in some very affluent places, that have underfunded their pension plans. And I think these bears looking at, but it bears looking at sort of in conjunction with local authorities and having the arbiter be someone they can trust. So this is an idea, but I'm not sure in its present form if it's an idea whose time has come.
Lastly, a brewery in Toledo says it's making a batch of green-colored beer called Algae Blooms. Maumee Bay Brewing Company says it uses the city's tap water, which is sourced from Lake Erie. The beer is meant to call attention to toxic blooms that have been fouling up the lake. Jack, will you be polishing up your pint glass?
Well, no, not especially. I have very close connections to Toledo. I do a weekly television show there. I spent a lot of time in Toledo, and people in Toledo don't need reminding about this. As you know, they had no drinking water for several days in 2014. This was another bad year for algae blooms, and we in Michigan aren't immune from that either. A number of people in Monroe County couldn't drink their water in 2014, and most people think it's just a matter of time. So it's good to keep on people's minds, but it would be also even better if we did something about it, and the Trump administration's proposal to cut funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and to cut the EPA severely makes things even more dangerous than they were before.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks so much, and have a good weekend.
No throwing snowballs.
Oh, I hope not. It's still too soon for me. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.